Paddy, first ever one for Stewart in the Bally Key Cup.
Hi, just heard that there myself. I didn't think it was that long. You know, I've played on quite a few of them myself, and I led to believe I won one or two of them, but obviously not. So, you know, it's great to get one. You know, fair play to Derry City. You know, they've been good opponents over the years, and we're grateful for them for the game tonight. But it's good for our boys to get a result and give them a wee laugh going into next week.
The business end starts next week. You'll be looking forward to hitting the ground running.
That's it. We've done all our hard work. You know, it's been a tough pre-season. You know, the schedule was busy enough. We've had a couple of decent fixtures as well too, especially today. So, you know, we're glad it's all in the bank now, and we're looking forward to Saturday.
Playing here, what's it going to be like for you?
Well, as you've seen tonight, our boys are excellent on the ball. You know, and the pitch and the layout is first class. So our boys can't wait to get started. You know, hopefully we'll use the benefits of such a big service and such a good playing service. So, you know, like I say, our boys can't wait to get started. So just looking forward to it as much as we can.
Coming up's a great achievement. Staying up's a bigger achievement.
Definitely will be. It'll be a lot tougher. You know, I said to the boys, you know, last year was a great achievement against all odds, and everything was through at them. You know, they responded. But we're fully aware of the challenges that lie ahead, and we fully understand that next year it's going to be a tougher and a bigger achievement.
Is it hard for a club of institute size to attract new signings, even though you've been promoted?
Well, any club probably can sign anybody they want as long as they pay them enough money. That's the problem. But you know what we try and do here, as you've seen our side tonight or today's game, it's very youthful and very lively. You know, we have one or two experiences fired in there as well. So you know, if it's all right signing the players that you're looking for, but sometimes the money can be a problem. So the way we go about it is we try and go young and eager and keen young players.
Playing here could be a fairly long term thing for Institute.
Well, not too sure what's happening off the pitch. You know, we leave that to the club. We try and deal with business on the pitch as best we can, and let the board look after things off the pitch. So for how long we're here, we'll be more than grateful, and our boys will be happy to stay here for as long as possible. But I'm sure the club is working hard behind the scenes getting their new ground up and running.
Well, a victory in the Bally Key Cup, Bally be delighted at that.
Yeah, I just heard today that's the first time in 14 years or something that Stewart have actually won the Bally Key Cup. But hey, first trophy of the year, so good start.
Tough season ahead for the club. Coming up is a good achievement. Staying up must be a bigger achievement.
Yeah, well, actually, last season was a tough season, and we're only just getting over that. But I think the boys are up for it. I think they're ready. I think they deserve it. And I think they'll surprise a few teams here to Brandon.
What's the plan for the year? I suppose on the pitch, it's keep it as tight as possible.
Well, you'd have to ask Paddy what the plan is, because he never tells me. I'm in the dark until the game actually starts. And sometimes I would ask him after the match, what was your plan there, Paddy? No, I never interfere in football-related matters.
Coming here to play could be a medium, long-term location for you, really.
Yeah, well, with the demise of the Riverside and the fact that we can't go back down in there, no flood insurance going forward, not allowed to build flood defences, etc. We were between a rock and a hard place, really. We had no ground to play in, and of course, getting promoted made that a more difficult issue. So we're very grateful to Derry City Council and Derry City Club and all the councillors who got behind us and allowed us to play in the Brandywell this season. Now, we're currently looking at relocating a new site, hopefully at some stage, but certainly this year we'll be playing all our games at the Brandywell, and what a great facility.
It served you well today?
It served us well today. I'd be fair to Derry City now, they were a bit under par because they had a big game last night. So they had a lot of their 19s on today. Good run out for our boys, mind you, and Derry City got off to a very good start. Our lads are very fit, kept going to the end of the game, as you would see, so really pleased with the outcome. Yeah.